I wanted to let you know that I have made a decision to call a special session dedicated to resolving the lingering issues around Maryland gaming, and to call that session on August 9th.
And Governor O'Malley says lawmakers coming back here to Annapolis a week from Thursday will consider legislation to add table games to Maryland's casinos and build a sixth casino in Prince George's County. If passed, the issue goes before voters this fall. Off the table, the issue of lowering the state's 67% tax rate on casino revenue. This is something many members of the House of Delegates opposed. The governor says the tax issue will be considered later.
In essence, that would be, the tax rate would remain the same until the voters make a decision about whether or not there's a sixth site, and then there'd be the mitigation and the offset and those sorts of things that would have to happen with regard to some of the sites that would be affected by the addition of the sixth one in this I-95 corridor.
House Speaker Michael Bush wouldn't say if he has the votes to pass this measure, but he did say the additional casino and table games would give the state $100 million in year one. And Bush said another issue is being resolved here.
We want to make sure that we keep a consideration for competitive gaming and the other sites that are up, and give consideration to them and what effects the sixth site would have on them. That will also be reflected in legislation.
The governor did not release the bill today. He says it will be released the week of August 6th, just days before the special session begins. At the State House, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.